Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Brandt is our guest. Bill is the president and the CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., DSI.biz. I encourage you to go there and check out his website and the articles that he writes and posts there. You will benefit from them. Bill, in the previous segment, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you gave us a pretty good tour, a brief tour, of some of the ills that had befallen the healthcare system in the United States and some of the reasons why, even though from a care standpoint, we get pretty darn good care here, the costs had gotten out of hand. I think that was because I think that was a lot of the 20th century. It's like the cost of retirement. And you know, we made a lot of promises in the 20th century that we can't keep in the 21st century. I think those chickens are coming home to roost in our healthcare system right now, Bill. And so now we have Obamacare. It's part of our world. The Affordable Care Act is law, and it's just now starting to go into force. How do you think Obamacare is going to overlay all of this?
I think it might work out. Let me back up for a second. I'm one, we've talked about this before, who doesn't quite agree with your premise that we made a lot of promises in the last century we can't keep in the first. I think we've done a pretty poor job
of
prioritizing.
But, pardon me, Bill, you're making a living on helping people work out of those things right now. How can you say that?
I made a wonderful living in the 20th century, too, because there were a variety of issues going on. The fact of the matter is, it's a question of priorities. You know, Jim, we've got one of the lowest tax rates in history, and we've got a lack of priorities for other things. I don't see this as some kind of watershed event. We do have a medical plan run by the government that works pretty well, Medicare, which is why I love those signs saying, you know, keep the government out of my Medicare. I get a big chuckle out of those things.
That's funny.
And Medicare is a single-payer system which the government runs. And as you know, if you're in Medicare, and you and I will soon be there,
right,
the fact of the matter is there is a price compression driven by Medicare on drugs, on services. Medicare is tough on costs. I mean, if you want to provide services, they make you provide it at the lowest possible structure. The truth is, the best way to solve what ails America a lot in terms of the social contract would be to raise the Social Security age to 72 and drop the Medicare age to 45.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did those two things, you'd probably cure a lot of what ails
us.
But the fact of the matter is, well, Obamacare is a gift to the insurance companies. It is not
Tell
Medicare, which is because the insurance companies are going to run it, and they will get profits out of it. Now, if you think about it, on an individual basis,
I agree. Let me tell you why I agree with you, Bill. Why I think I agree with you. At least I'll say that. And you know how much it hurts me to say that.
The reason
is because we think we now know what our insurance is going to cost us, my family, under Obamacare, and it's double the cost. It's double the deductible. And half and one third. I'm sorry. Only two thirds of the major medical I was going to get. So somebody is going to get more out of me for less.
Well, yes and no, Jim. You and I discussed this in the break. You're about to go on Medicare, and so which is going to be a wonderfully cheaper
in about 15 or 20 years. Yeah, go ahead now.
You know, yeah. Well, actually, since you were born in 1990, I believe it was,
you've got
a ways to go.
Exactly.
No, but it's all going to change. I think that some of this price competitive, I'm not saying that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, but the insurance companies are strongly into it, and that's a little known and unnoticed fact by the population, because they're going to get a whole lot of more customers. They're going to get almost a locked-in guarantee profit. It very much resembles to me the model of the airline regulation back in the 60s when if you wanted to fly a route, here was the price the government set, and that was a guaranteed profit margin for the airlines. And so this is a wonderful thing for the insurance companies, and it is... You know, it is the alternative to dropping the age of Medicare to 45, which would leave the young kids out because they don't have much, but would pick up all of those people from 45 to 65 who are at the most vulnerable period of time for health care costs.
Right. The thing that I just I don't think the government. You're right. Medicare is probably pretty efficient.
This isn't the government. The government is not running Obamacare.
No, I agree.
The
government is imposing mandates, though, Bill. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with Obamacare. One of the big problems with Obamacare. I'm going to have maternity coverage.
Jim, last I looked, if you live, I think, in the great and sovereign state of Alabama.
One of the prettiest places
in the world. Last I looked, if you wanted to take your car out of the garage, you had to prove you had insurance.
But Bill, that's because I own an automobile. I don't need maternity care. Why are the mandates? Why don't we take the mandate? You know what I think? I think the thing that they're going to have to do to fix Obamacare is to change the mandates.
I don't argue with you. I think that what has happened here is, like any other government program or government-sponsored program, there needed to be a lot of work on the margins after they got it done. But instead of doing that work constructively, the Republicans have wanted to repeal it, and the Democrats have said, we aren't going to talk about this.
And that was a bad strategy, no question.
From both sides. Mm-hmm. At some point, they ought to sit down and they ought to say, we've now had a shakedown cruise. We know what needs to be adjusted. We like the part about kids to 26. Hell, we ought to make it kids to 30. We like the part about portability, if you will.
How about guaranteed insurability? Somebody's got to pay for that.
Yes, but somebody should pay for that. Come on.
Let's put those two things in there. But don't make me pay for you and I. Both, you and I don't need maternity care. Why are we having to pay for that? But I'm telling you, Bill, here's my prediction. When people find out what this is really costing them, there's going to be riots in the street on what it's really costing them.
I've heard from a bunch of people in states that you can't, like Kentucky and others, where it seems to be working wonderfully and people like it.
We will see about that. Tintail, right back with Bill Brandt after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.